and welcome to the Springdale National School Podcast.
I'm Danny.
I'm Ewan.
I'm Bobby.
Wait, what in the world is a podcast?
Okay, Danny, a podcast is a short conversation that has happened during the week. They're often quite cool.
Wait, what is a podcast?
Do you just not listen to anything I just said?
Hey, early on, my wife told me to stop singing All Star. I didn't believe her until I saw her face.
In this podcast, all of the classes are doing a very special performance.
There will be singing, jokes, and a lot more.
Hey guys, I have a super random joke.
What is it?
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Oh no.
Because you didn't cook it.
Hey, I have a better joke. Why did the chicken run across the road? To get away from KFC.
Ha ha. We are very excited for everybody's performance.
Now on to...
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus for you. I don't want a doll, no tinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you.
Wanted by Timothy Kutcher. Santa needs new reindeer. His first bunch has grown old. Dasher has arthritis. Comet hates the cold. Dancer's sick of staring at Dancer's big behind. Cupid married Blitzen and Donner lost his mind. Dancer's mad at Vixen for stepping on his toes. Vixen's been thrown out. She laughed at Rudolph's nose. If you are a reindeer, we hope you will apply. There's just one tricky part. You must know how to fly.
Do I speak into you? My elf was in my slippers and he had my brother's decoration of his face in it on the other slipper.
My elf went in the cupboard and he was hungry. He was trying to eat some food. My mom put sweets somewhere safe so nobody can... know where they are.
My name is Ethan and my class is senior infants and my elf's name is Snowballed and he drank whiskey.
Frosty. He once went in a cookie box and he ate all the cookies
and he ate all the sweets.
Is your school sending shoeboxes this Christmas? Well, our school is making shoeboxes to send to places in Africa to make some kids who can't afford presents have a very Merry Christmas and a little gift. These shoeboxes can either be for a boy or a girl, ranging from the ages to 2, all the way up to 14. These shoeboxes have to contain any of the 4 W's, which contain write, wash, wear, and wow. So spread some cheer this Christmas and make a shoebox to make sure that everyone feels loved this Christmas, just like in our school.
Over the years, our raffles have been really successful. Sometimes we can make up to 2,000 euros. I think this year we made 1,958 euros. Normally there's 28 prizes. Our organiser, Miss Croth, is very helpful.
There were 8 vouchers, 8 Lego sets, 6 hampers and 3 mini prizes. All the prizes were won by people connected to the school. The big prize was won by Antares. Congratulations, Antares.
For our first coffee morning this year, we raised over €500 for the Helping Hands charity.
13 people helped in the morning and 14 in the afternoon. We brought food down and stacked the shelves and helped to organise all the groceries from Tesco. They were extremely grateful for our donations. Our next one is in January.
On Tuesday, 6th and 5th class went into St. Joseph's Hospital to sing Christmas carols, and they are going again to sing in the nursing home. 6th class made Christmas trees for decorations outside in the yard.
The Springdale Carol Service is on the 22nd, which is this Friday. The whole school has been practicing. There will be songs and readings from the Bible. There are also percussionists from 6th class.
All the parents are welcome to the service, and it is being held in All Saints Church in Raheny. The junior service is at 9 a.m. and the senior service is at 11 a.m.
It's Christmas here in Springdale, and it's an exciting time for all of us 6th class and 3rd classers. We are going into town to see a panto in the Ark on the 20th.
Hi, my name's Hugo. We went to Clontarf to play tag rugby. I got 5 tries. I was very proud of myself. I had a great day, and then I decided to join Clontarf rugby team. I practice every Fridays and every Sundays, every week.
Hi, my name is Ryan. I also went to the rugby club to play tag rugby. I was on Team Argentina. I scored 9 tries. All of 6th class played, even the girls. Other schools were playing. I decided not to join a rugby club as football is my favourite sport to play.
Us 6th class also done this tag rugby tournament in Clontarf Rugby Club for the day. We played a few rugby matches against other schools. I think we won, but the guy didn't say. We also went to Mount Temple School with 5th class and played hockey matches against each other. We all got our own coaches and they managed our team. There was teams of about 5 or 6 and there were loads of us. 3rd and 4th year coached and managed our teams.
We also did marathon kids after Big Break every day. We would do an amount of laps and ended up running 42.6 kilometres.
We hosted an in-school chess tournament. 37 people participated. It started off with a casual group stage where a few star players started to emerge. After a few weeks, the stage closed, leaving Colin, Faith, Alfie, Satanta, Remy and Mark. There were a few close games between Colin, Faith and Satanta and Alfie, but Colin and Satanta won. The game between Remy and Mark was quite surprising when after a close game, the new dark horse of the tournament, Remy, emerged victorious.
After a few close semi-finals, we had a final between Remy and Colin. Colin won, and the tournament ended with the final standings of Colin first, Remy in second, and Satanta in third place.
Hello and welcome to the weather forecast. I'm reporting here live from 4th class in Springdale National School.
Today we will be looking at the forecast for Santa's very important journey on Christmas Eve night around the world.
First, we will go live to Northy the Elf, our North Pole correspondent who is reporting live from outside Santa's workshop.
Over to you, Naughty the Elf.
Thank you, ladies. I'm here outside Santa's workshop. We're in total darkness, as we always are in winter here in the North Pole. Currently, the temperature is minus 28 degrees, and it is snowing, and it is very windy. Conditions for Santa's takeoff are gonna be freezing and very windy, but never fear, cause Naughty the Elf is here. Santa and his reindeer are seasoned professionals. They have been practicing their takeoff all year, and smooth takeoff is expected. Back to you in the studio.
Whoa, that sounds cold. Hope Santa and the elves are well wrapped up. Now to our Australian correspondent, Michael.
Thanks, Kayla. I'm here on Bondi Beach, where the temperature is currently 28 degrees. And it's only early morning where the temperature is set to rise. Conditions for Christmas are expected to be hot, 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 and not a drop of rain. Bright weather for flying, Santa and the reindeer may pack the sunglasses and sun cream for this part of their trip. Back to you in the studio.
Sounds amazing, Michael. Now to our Irish correspondent, Sean, for the Christmas Eve forecast for Ireland.
Top of the morning to you, Anna. I'm reporting here live from the cliffs of Mauher, where the wind is strong and the sun is scarce. Expected forecast for Christmas Eve is typically Irish. Mild, windy, rainy, and expected colder temperatures on Christmas Eve. Good news for children in Dublin, as most of the rain on Christmas morning is expected in the west, so get those bikes, hoverboards, and rollerblades outside for Christmas morning. Back to you.
Well done, Sean, for not blowing away during that report. Our final correspondent is in Brazil. Take it away, Nicole.
Hola from Rio de Janeiro, where it is beautiful 26 degrees. Santa's final leg of his journey will be a pleasant one with clear skies and warm temperatures, with no rain expected. Children in Brazil can expect to have their Christmas dinner outside again this year as temperatures are set to remain high.
Thank you, everybody, for those wonderful reports. Santa's journey should be an easy one with no major weather events expected.
Wishing you all a very Merry Christmas with good weather wherever you may be in the world.
Second class!
What happens if you mix a turkey and a rooster together?
Turkey, turkey, too!
What happens when a snowman is angry?
He has a meltdown.
What do you call a duck with a bobble on its nose?
A Christmas quacker.
How much did Santa pay for his sleigh? Nothing. It was on the house.
Sound like this.
Can you fix my voice, please?
Oh, there we go. Just before we finish up, we have one last important job to do. My dad was the brains behind this Christmassy operation, and we'd like to say a big Springdale thank you to him for his hard work.